Here's a little number called Jack Broke the Prison Door. Now that the protests against the government closing down beaches and businesses have started to make the nightly news, we can rest assured the defenders of freedom will provide themselves as canaries in the coal mines they would like to keep digging. I was hoping some reporter might ask these anti-government folks if they had cashed their stimulus checks or applied for the unemployment compensation that offers $600 extra every week, or if the geezers in the crowd with the MAGA hats wanted to stop payments on their Social Security benefits. To be fair, we all want to come out of this state-mandated quarantine. And eventually some poor bastard in the bureaucracy will have to decide what exactly the right time will be to open up barbershops and restaurants, ballparks and concert halls, roll the dice and wait for the backlash from trolls and the discontented. There won't be much winning on this bet, but plenty of losers. The coronavirus in chief won't be making that call. That's a bet you can definitely win. Folks want to go fishing, damn it, and they want to get a haircut. Down in Georgia, they're going to get their wishes, and I wish them luck. Catch a bass for me, why don't you? Personally, I'm real glad they get to be the guinea pigs for what might result with early withdrawal from coronavirus safety measures. If they're right, we can all go fishing. If they're wrong, Georgia is a long ways away from the South End, even if I did live there as a kid. Maybe we should salute them as the heroes, even the essentials, like the black prison inmates in Tuskegee for syphilis experiments, or U.S. Army personnel on the front lines of the first atomic bomb detonations. Somebody's got to go first, right? And not to sound too heartless, but hey, these folks who feel tyrannized by their government, who feel imprisoned in their homes, who fly the flags that say liberty or death, well, step right up. Us cowards salute you. And honestly, I wish you all the luck in the world. I think you're going to need it, and maybe a little more. Here's a little number called Jack Broke the Prison Door.